Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good. Here are your hosts, Melissa Lucas and Scott Goodman.
Hello and good morning. Scott Goodman here. Welcome to another episode of Common Ground on KNTR 106.7, 5, and 3. Catch us here every Tuesday at 9. And I got my wonderful co-host here, Melissa Lucas. I'm all over the map today. Today's topic is free speech, and apparently I have none because I'm mumbling and bumbling. And talking about today's recent controversy regarding free speech. Listen, people have a different opinion on free speech. The old line was, you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. So now there's blurred lines on free speech. Someone can say, I wish someone would have killed Hitler. They can't say, I will kill the orange Hitler, without issues and potential consequences. Hey, I think that's funny too. Free speech ends in incitement, calls for violence, or direct threats. Misinformation that could foment violence, criminal acts, and direct threats of action is where the lines are blurred. I'm a constitutional conservative and believe in strict adherence to the framers' amendments. So just to be clear, the First Amendment is only three lines. It's real simple. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right for the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. The key part in this thing is abridge. Most common legal meaning of abridge is to restrict or lessen someone's existing legal rights and freedoms. Some of the categories, though, of unprotected free speech, because you can't just say anything. Child pornography, obscenity, defamatory speech, false advertising, true threats, and fighting words. Deciding on what is not protected in speech is reserved to the courts. Now, really what that means is a person has to commit an act that's considered one of these graven things, fighting words or direct threats. It has to be pursued in the court. That means a plaintiff has to sue a defendant, and then it goes in front of a judge. Well, it's really complicated. So somebody can say whatever he wants and then wait and see what happens. The firing of Tucker Carlson and Jimmy Kimmel exposed these blurred lines. We will be discussing free speech today and all the controversy around it. Melissa, how about letting our listeners know about our guest today, our staff that makes the show happen? Let our listeners know, and I mean let us know, we need to hear from you listeners, how to reach out to us on Common Ground featured on KNTR Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Scott. Welcome back to another episode of Common Ground right here live on 106.75 and 3. You can call in at 928-854-5687 or text in 928-727-5566. In-house today, we've got Marissa June, our producer, Paul Lavoie, our operations manager, and Red Bull Ronnie, our co-creator, is in the back of the house here somewhere. Our guest today is a constitutionalist Democrat who is running for Senator, Brian McMahon, right here in Lake Havasu City. And we are the voice of the free here at KNTR, and our subject is free speech, which I think is really appropriate for right now, and censorship. Brian, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's great to be here again.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
And all that. All that we need to digest today.
Well, I'm obviously a big fan of free speech. I really think that we need to celebrate it daily and not be penalized daily with different things. So the fact that over the last week we saw Jimmy Kimmel get pulled off the air, and hey, guess who's back on tonight? Jimmy Kimmel.
What a scam.
I saw that. What did you think about what Pam Bondi said about the office store that would not print the posters? Did you see that?
I didn't.
Pam Bondi, did you see it, Scott?
I did not.
Oh, so Pam Bondi was on a, I believe it was a podcast, and I'll look it up and find it here. But she, so I don't misquote her. But she had said that the podcaster, the person that was interviewing, had asked her about censorship and hate speech. And Bondi said, you know, that store had to print those posters. And
which posters are you referring to?
There was a person that went in to print some posters for Charlie Kirk's...
protest posters?
No, they were for his memorial. And this office, the employee at the Office Max, I can't remember if it was Office Max or Office Depot, but one of the office stores had said, well, we are not going to do that because it's political propaganda. And it was...
It is a private business.
Right. 100%. And... That's where I don't agree with Bondi on what she said.
Well, think about this. You remember back a number of years ago about the people at the bakery that wouldn't decorate a cake a certain way for...
That was in Oregon. I remember very well.
It went all the way up. I mean, it went through the court system multiple times, and it was infringing on their rights as a business owner to, you know, not do this service for a client.
Right.
And they considered it discrimination. So free speech... free exercise of denying free speech in their own business or their own home. For example, if you're living in a house with an 18-year-old, an adult, or 20-year-old son or daughter, and they are espousing beliefs verbally that you, as a homeowner, disagree with, you could tell them to be quiet and don't talk about that because it's their home.
Right.
You're living in my house, my rules, so to speak. It should apply to businesses, but... not to, you know, get off point here, but Brian, the Jimmy Kimmel situation, you know, you got copious notes on that as he's digging through. So my opinion on the Jimmy Kimmel situation was the Disney and ABC were under undue pressure from the franchisees, the broadcasters who refused to put his show on if they didn't get rid of it. They wanted to get rid of him. There were multiple affiliates that said no. They bowed to the pressure. They also, I believe, bowed to some pressures by the FCC chair as well as comments made by the president. Okay. However, that being said, it was a business decision, and they, ABC just recently as yesterday, opted to reinstate him, have him back on the air tonight, which I think was a publicity stunt.
What about Roseanne or Tucker?
Well,
what? Just out of curiosity, what about them?
They were both canceled for things that they said. Oh, we have a
text. That was fast.
A text
Thank
about
you for
that.
Texting.
Yes, Kimmel, Disney, and ABC should aim their gripes at Sinclair Broadcasting and Nexstar.
Absolutely.
This is not censorship by the government. It's two media conglomerates trying to turn a profit.
Correct.
Absolutely.
100%.
His ratings tanked. I mean, they're the lowest ratings. If you look at the decline, it's literally like a downward staircase.
And I think so, I've had more views on videos than some of his. It really is true.
But the question is, Brian, the most important question, and I need you to answer this, is do you think that it's being applied equally? In other words, do you think that the pressure that's being put on by the right-wing conservative media is similar to the pressures that the left-wing Democrat media was placing on conservative viewpoints?
Can you give me an example of the left-wing?
Sure. How about February 22nd, 2021, two House Democrats urged cable, satellite, and Internet program distributors to drop Fox News and Newsmax. How about Biden administration officials meeting with Twitter on 2021 to advocate that conservative users be shut down? I've got about 20 of them. How many more would you like?
So let's expand the second one. Can you give me some more detail?
No, I can't. I'm giving you broad strokes because we have a 40-something minutes to talk about it. But White House confirms this is on 2021, July 15th. White House confirms that irregular touch with being in irregular touch with social media companies about monitoring content it deems misinformation. I mean, it's equal. It happens on both sides.
It is not equal. Let's just be true.
No, that's here.
It's not equal at all.
This is for both of you, since you're both constitutionalists. Where in the Constitution does it say that we can't lie? Free speech is free speech. Jimmy Kimmel, just as much as I don't like, personally, like him, as much as I dislike what he says, and that he was saying lies. At what point does free speech say that you cannot lie? This includes the media. Does the media have a legal obligation under the Constitution to speak the truth?
Or the president. Let's just be honest. The president has lied. So
there is no.
It's out there.
There is no law or amendment or breach of protocols to lie. What is the governing factor in somebody lying on large-scale media like the news or the president or anybody is the people rebelling against that, the people calling them out, the people tuning them out. If somebody was to lie on TV on a regular basis, most people are just going to turn it off because they know it's just not true, especially when it's being fact-checked by both sides.
Right. So I looked up censorship a little bit about whether or not it was legal for YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, all those platforms to censor us, and it is legal. They are owned by private companies.
They are private companies.
And they can, if they want to get rid of what you're saying, they can just bink and you're gone.
We're on a radio show right now. And we can say what we want to say within reason of civility. We can't curse. We can't, we can, but we just get thrown off the air. But we can talk about any subject we want to talk about without fear of censorship.
This Voice is open, of the free.
This is an open format radio station, an open format show. It's a difficult topic. And Paul, you know, we were in heated disagreement on the level of censorship on both sides. I think that the attention over the last number of months and the turnaround and 180-degree turn that Trump has done in regards to censorship. He espoused, you know, open press, free press, free everything. And then it's been made as recently as Sunday at the memorial event that he doesn't like his enemies. He hates his enemies and doesn't want good things to happen to his enemies. And he's been very open about that. And I'm sure you have comments on that, on the president's involvement. But I've only got 8 of them listed, but this goes back just a period of 1 year of the Democrats doing their best to try to throttle conservative speech and conservative viewpoints. The anti-COVID is a big example. During the Biden administration, there was amazing attempts made by the Biden administration to handcuff media, social media, and other news groups from doing bad reports on Fauci or the programs that they were putting in place to fight COVID. Any anti-COVID thing was being scrutinized for censorship. You are aware of that, of course.
So I don't think it was any anti. I think the issue was science-based issues. If you go back and look, they were questioning how you get to argue the science-based of items that came out. Of course, you know, during COVID, everybody became a scientist. Just ask them. They had their own opinion.
Sure.
Right? So censorship is bad regardless of where you get it. However, where do you start? It's that slippery slope. When you start, where does it end?
Once again, it goes back to where's the line?
It is where's the line.
Well, listen, we're going to go on a short break, and we're going to come back, talk more about censorship and the recent events here on KNTR Talk Radio, 106.7, 5, and 3.
Voice of the Free.
Catch you in a few minutes on Common Ground.
Fight the power! Fight the power! Fight the power! Fight the power! No way!
Welcome back to Common Ground here with the Beastie Boys, a little fight for your life, right to party. All right, I'm going to do a quick read to our sponsors here, Blonzy Steakhouse, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware, Annie's Thrift Shop in Kingman, Top Turf AZ, Martin Swanee, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia, Neat Pool and Supply, and Cloud Slingers. Thank you guys so much for your support. If it wasn't for you, we couldn't be here for free. All right, please give us a call at 928-854-5687 or KNTR, or text in at 928-727-5566. We would love to hear your comments and thoughts on censorship and freedom of speech.
Real quick, this is a perfect opportunity for you callers to reach out to us, I don't know, on free speech. It's time
right.
for you to speak freely.
You're on the Voice of the Free. Now's your chance.
Yeah, come on board. We want to hear from you, please.
So during the commercial break, I did show Scott and Brian that video of Pam Bondi, which has gone viral, so I'm sure a lot of you have seen that. And they both agreed that she cannot do that.
Well, let's be specific. It was in reference to, as you said, I'll let you tell about it.
The posters that the employee said, no, you can't print that.
They were the Charlie Kirk posters. The employee refused to print them, thinking that it was propaganda and they didn't have to do it. And the owner fired the employee, et cetera. And Pam Bondi lost her marbles over it. And I think, as I was telling Brian and Melissa at the break, I believe that Pam Bondi has been shaken and emotionally traumatized by the loss of Charlie Kirk, as well as the Epstein file issues that she's been pummeled with. I think she's a little bit testy and angry right now.
Right. Well, there's a lot of anger out there right now. We do have another text here. It says, Trump banned certain news outlets from his press conferences because he didn't like what they were saying about him. That is not free speech no matter what he says. That kind of reminds me of what we were talking about how it's okay for YouTube and Facebook and TikTok to censor. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that, Brian? Trump cherry-picking who can be in his press conferences.
It's not just Trump. It's the whole administration. We just saw that you need to, in order to participate and be a news outlet in the Pentagon, you now need to sign the agreement.
Non-disclosure. It's worse than non-disclosure, actually.
You need to basically sign away your rights that you're going to do this or you won't participate. That is censorship. There's censorship going on in the Pentagon.
Yeah, wait a second. What that specifically referred to, if I'm not mistaken, was classified in some unclassified documents. That's what it was referring to.
It's about what you're willing to say in print. They're controlling the print. And if you control the print, then or if you don't say what they're wanting you to say, or not wanting you to say, you'll lose your office there. This isn't a private business. This is government. The First Amendment is the right of free speech and the media. And when we continue to attack the media because they don't like what the media is saying about them, what comedians are saying about them, they're censoring. They're censoring America and violating our First Amendment rights.
You know what's bigger than the media? Social media. The people, they're rising. And there's a lot. What is that?
That's me.
Oh.
Don't worry, my phone was ringing. I had Paul texting me for something. Hold on a second.
What?
He's a friend of mine, Paul.
So there's just, we're letting censorship go, slide a little bit. And I think that the Beastie Boys song just reminded me, your mom just took away your best porno mag, was right when you were cutting it off. That's the line. If we saw in the Havasu News this morning, we saw that the bill that's going to go into effect to watch porn, you're going to have to register your name so we can prove that you're not, you know, you're 18 years old. So we're not having minors look at porn. So I will tell you, whether you agree with that or not, that's a form of censorship because we're letting our free speech go. Now,
where's the line? Where's the line, Brian? So Pornhub, according to recent details I received, on Friday are going to be banned in Arizona, the access to Pornhub.
Really?
I don't think it's banned. I think
you have to register with them, but nobody wants to register an online porn site. But here's the question. As my original monologue stated, you know, there are lines that can be crossed or can't be crossed and is not protected, obscenity and child pornography. So, for example, would you say that a person posting on a social media site or a website posting explicit photos of naked children is protected?
No.
Okay, why? That's free speech.
It is free speech.
Where's the line?
It's the moral line. And but
well,
however,
who draws it?
However, we do have laws against it.
Sure. So let's refrain from that. Just general obscenity is not protected in free speech.
Sure, it is. I can't drop an F-bomb right here.
Well, I'm talking about, can you go and social norms or station private ownership of a station have their rules, and the FCC has their rules. Defamatory speech, threats. Here's a better one. If I threaten, like I said in my earlier part of my monologue, if I threaten to kill the orange Hitler, which right. a lot of my liberal democratic friends like to say, I could be punished for this. I could be taken into for questioning on a threat. Where is the line? Who draws the line? Where is the line? And why do we have to have a line? If an absolute, if free speech is to be adhered to, who's going to draw those lines? Who's going to determine where we can go and where we can't go? Is it the government? We have another text.
You do have a text, and this is just responding to your statement. It said Trump did that because the media was and is lying, calling Trump racist, national, Hitler, Stalin, Nazi.
Okay, and that is...
Is he not a racist?
Trump? No.
Really? He doesn't go attack personal... different cultures, and I think you need to go back and relook at that before you say no.
Well, hold on a second. I would think the term that might be appropriate more is the term that's been bandied around as xenophobe. I don't think Trump is a traditional racist. When you say to somebody you're a racist, the first thing that pops into your mind is a white American.
Right. Segregation.
Is that you dislike African Americans.
Right. That's what I think of too.
That's what I'm saying. I believe that Trump, I'm going to say it like it is. I'm a big Trump supporter, but he says it like he means it in his own mind and his own heart. I do not think he likes immigrants and illegal immigrants, especially.
He does not.
Okay. But I don't think when you say racist, it's xenophobe is the more appropriate term for someone who dislikes people who are different nationalities and different cultures. I don't think that African Americans that live in the United States right now have it's a different culture. They're Americans,
right?
They're just like we are.
We've had a black president, so I feel like we've moved past that.
You are delusional.
Yeah, I might have to agree with that.
I was going to say, so why is it that we're taking away at the Smithsonian, we want to take away all the references to slavery? Why do we want to take away the black history? And that's directed by Trump. So
taking away the black history, what do you mean?
We don't want to talk about slavery. We don't want that. We don't want to show
negative connotations against the United States is what he's trying to, or they're trying to.
But those are facts. It happened.
Edit.
But we're censoring it because we're not allowing it to be in the Smithsonian anymore by the direction of the president.
Wow, I did not know that. When did that happen?
I would just ask you, put yourself, would you like to be an African-American in these times today? I wouldn't be.
Well, I have a black grandchild,
okay.
And he is 13 now, he's over 6 feet tall. He's going to be 6'10". I have a black friend who's extremely liberal, and I talked to her about this a little bit not that long ago. And we were talking about police officers and how I have no problem walking up to a police officer or running up to a police officer and asking for help. And she told me, you teach that child not to run up to the police officer and ask for help because he's going to see this giant black person running towards him and he's going to act a lot different. The police officer is going to act different towards your grandson than he's going to act to you, a white woman who's a business owner, whatever. And I never thought of it from that perspective. And she's right.
Well, or the fact that you teach your child when you're pulled over is to put your hands on the wheel and keep them on the wheel.
Which is terrifying to me because I just view him as my grandchild, not black.
We are migrating away from the subject matter right now. Well, we have a really long text, and then I'd like to go back onto center to talk about censorship and free speech and not necessarily social policies.
Okay, so the first text is, in my opinion, anyone that calls Trump a racist is a racist. Your racist would be Joe Biden, Obama, etc. Okay, and then we do have this really long one here. Where in the Constitution? Oh, second one, sorry. Constitutionally, we should not penalize people for saying dangerous things as a government or municipality. Common sense should be for the governing institution to keep a public eye on the people that say things that could escalate into something that could infringe on the rights of other people.
Okay, I can literally lay this out as simple as I can. I have a client of mine at my store who was a 1960s activist. And I mean, sign carrying, being arrested. He was a, started the SDS newsletter. This guy was like at the hub of social disorder and protest during the 60s. And his free speech was constantly being attacked for his words. And he was being persecuted for the words he used in print and in person. He was down with the war, down with LBJ and all that stuff. The point is, though, and that we need to just really address here, the municipalities and the government, none of them should be in charge of any of this. They should be self-governing, self-correcting. In other words, if you, Melissa, or you, Brian, or you, Marissa June, say something that's offensive, as a person, I can turn my back on you. As a, on social media, I can defriend you. On the media, on the television, I could turn you off. We have choices. Society should be the governors of free speech. We should decide who has free speech and what the lines are. So we can, there are consequences to those actions. Jimmy Kimmel said things that were objectionable to a large aggregate group of network affiliates, okay? And they opted to cut him out and to not air his shows because of their personal belief that what he was saying was inflammatory, misinformation, and untrue. They decided as a private group to not air Jimmy Kimmel's show. And the response to that, the FCC got involved, but it was really ABC, Disney, and the affiliates who made that decision. That is their... hold on. Brian, go ahead. You think that the syndicated... owners of those stations were contacted by Donald Trump or Carr themselves?
Yes, absolutely. Carr even admitted it 2 hours before the Jimmy Kimmel firing. He admitted it on a podcast that...
he gave them a choice. Either handle it or...
What's that called? Jawboning?
That is the correct term.
Let's just get the definition of jawboning here.
Oh, you happen to have it.
I happen to have it right here. Jawboning is when government officials pressure companies or media behind the scenes, not with law or ban, but with hints or threats until they censor themselves.
Like Facebook.
Absolutely. Facebook is...
during the COVID thing.
But it's not a government official.
Well, hold on a second.
But it's pressured by...
Zuckerberg went in front of Congress on multiple occasions being questioned directly about censorship during the COVID time. And it was admitted by him. He did a mea culpa on that one. And he laid his hands off. If you all notice, I'm sure you do, especially my co-host here, that the restrictions and censorship on Facebook has been diminished substantially. There's much more freedom, objectionable stuff on Facebook now and Meta as a whole.
And X is a different place now that Musk is in charge, too. When Trump was kicked off of Twitter, and then X was bought by Elon Musk.
That was
a great thing he did for our country.
It was,
and they lost 40 million people because of it.
And he's still here. So we're gonna go on a break again here on KNTR Common Ground 106.75 and 3, and we'll see you back shortly. 106.75 and 3,
Voice of the Free,
Common Ground. Ground on KNTR Talk Radio 106.75 and 3. Thanks, Marissa June. And we have in the house Red Bull Ronnie.
Howdy, folks. Figured I'd pop in here and show some appreciation to our sponsors. I want to start off with Blonzy Steakhouse, voted Havasu's best steakhouse, mouth-watering steaks, and breakfast menu that has everyone talking. Whether it's date night or brunch with friends, great taste is always on the menu. Blonsey's is where Havzu eats. Off London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. We also got Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. You don't have to wait days for shipping. Everything that you can think of, you can find on Golden Valley Hardware.com. And right now, that 30% sale is still going on. He still has stock. If you guys don't pick it up, it's going to become Christmas presents. We got Annie's Thrift Shop. Shopping at Annie's Thrift Store isn't just about great deals, it's about giving back. And every purchase helps support local charities. Make your find more than just a bargain. It's a blessing. Annie's Thrift Store. Thrifting with a purpose. And Top Turf AZ, the largest showroom in Havasu. Unbeatable wholesale pricing and premium turf backed by warranty. Top Turf is your turf headquarters, where they match or beat any local competitor's price. Guaranteed. They're 92 North Lake Havasu Avenue. And then we got Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kia in Kingman. Since 1985, Martin Swanee Kingman has been more than a dealership. It's a legacy built on honest deals and handshakes. And this year, they're celebrating 40 years of doing right by folks. Go and support them as they support us. They're off East Andy Devine in Kingman. You got Neat Pool and Supply, serving Havasu since 1970. Expert consultations, top-notch supplies and service. They got everything for pools and spas. Family-owned and operated right here in the heart of Havasu. It's where your backyard oasis begins. They're off 52 Scott Drive. And, of course, Cloudslingers, the largest vape shop in Arizona with 13 locations, including Havasu, Bullhead, and Kingman. Right now, if you go in there and mention Common Ground or KNTR, you'll get 10% off your entire purchase. A good little savings there. Visit cloudsingers.com today. And again, we want to thank all of our sponsors. Go support them because they support our show. Thanks.
Hey, do we have any spots left?
We have spots left.
So any of you want to sponsor and like what you hear on Common Ground, snowbird season's coming up.
Snowbird season is coming up.
And we're going to be booked up, and we're going to have not many spots left, so you might want to contact Ronnie and jump on board, or he'll contact you.
Actually, in fact, if you're out there listening to the show and you own a business and you're looking to put yourself in the spotlight and support our show, email me, ronnie@myradiocentral.com. I'll sit down with you, talk to you, and see what it's all
about.
There
you go. Thanks, Ronnie. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
All right. Well, we're back here again on Common Ground on KNTR Talk Radio 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free, talking about free speech and censorship. I think for the first time, Brian, that you and I have had some staunch disagreements on a few things, and it's okay because that's what the show is all about. We don't attack each other. We agree to disagree. We find common ground. So in reference specifically to censorship, I believe that I've used this term many times. I believe that politically it's like right now in the last couple decades, it's like a tennis match. Whoever's got the ball hurls the ball up in the air and smacks it with the racket across the court, attacking the other side. And then when the other side's in power, they get the ball and they attack on the other side. The reason the show is here is because of that. The civil discourse and the common ground and the working together to make a better America. It's like we're on two different planets, the liberals and Democrats and the conservatives. It's sad, but you know, in regards to the jawboning, I want to get back to that, term there. So the FCC, when they got light of the affiliates not wanting to air the show and the comments that Jimmy Kimmel had made, I believe that there was a lot of pressure being put on the network, on ABC and on Disney Plus, to put the hammer down, so to speak.
This one specifically says to ask Brian.
Okay, perfect.
Is it okay to celebrate the assassination of Charlie Kirk publicly and in very poor taste? Should companies or government agencies be able to fire employees for making derogatory remarks about Kirk on the employees' personal social media pages?
Well, I think the courts have already ruled on that. The answer is no. No, you can't.
You don't think you can get fired for something you post on your social media?
Well, actually, I think the courts have upheld that. Yeah, that says you cannot.
Really?
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of these people that got fired are going to sue and they're going to get their jobs back. So the issue is, if I worked for Blonsey's, and I was there and I post on my social media about Charlie Kirk, then so you think you can fire me? for something I do in my own time that I don't relate to your business?
I have an answer to that. It's a simple one. Instead of saying something about Charlie Cook as an employee of Blonzy's Steakhouse, you post on your social media account your nasty review and your hateful speech about the ownership and management of Blonzy's Steakhouse. Do you have the right to do that where she can't fire you for that?
She can, because I'm talking about... I'm
free speech.
Wait, let me finish.
And why can't my company choose who represents me?
You get that opportunity to hire me, but if I say something that's not related to your business, you don't own me 24/7. That's my right. And so if I say that Blonzy's believes this, then you have the right to terminate me. But if I say my protected free speech, you don't have a right, as long as I'm not relating it back to your business. Now, somebody celebrating somebody's death, I don't care who it is, it's just wrong.
It is.
It is wrong.
But wrong at the point to where they can be terminated? Wrong that they could be ostracized or called out for that speech? So that I'm going to give you an example. The nurse that I don't recall the hospital. There was a doctor who was in front of a nurse in a ward in a hospital, was basically yahooing and celebrating Charlie Kirk's death. And the nurse had reported it, and the hospital put undue pressure on her, and she resigned. She wasn't fired, she resigned, but she knew what was coming. So she kind of nipped it in the bud. Point I'm getting at is, let's go back to the Blonzy's. I like mentioning it in a good way.
Yikes, yeah.
You know, it's a good thing.
Great breakfast, great steak.
So let's just call it Look at Those Antiques. Okay, I have an antique business. You are a person that works with me in antiques and collectibles, and you post something about antiques and collectibles that I don't agree with, that puts me and shines me under an adverse light or a dark cloud is placed over me by your speech. Of course, as you said, I have the right to fire you. But what if... Because I don't own you 24 hours a day. What if your post was counter to everything that I believe in?
Oh, there you got a caller.
Do I have the right to terminate you or disassociate? We have a caller. Sorry about that.
I have multiple texts.
You're on the air on KNTR Talk Radio 106.7, 5 and 3, Common Ground.
Hey, I just want to say this about the guest, because every single time you guys have a guest from the left on there, every single time they say something like that, that's wrong. The one time it was the transgenic mice thing and stuff, and they said, oh, no, that was proven to be a lie. And then if you actually looked at it, it wasn't. And this is the same thing. He's completely wrong about that. I'm sure you guys can flush it out on your own. But just
can you tell me what I'm wrong about?
Specifically.
First of all, Arizona is a right-to-work state. I can fire you if you look at me funny.
Did you hear that?
I think you might want to follow the law on that and go look at the history. But
federal law or state law?
It's a state law.
State law, we are in a right-to-work state.
Absolutely. And
I don't like you, I can fire you.
With due process.
You look at me again, and you're fired. And if they do it, you're fired.
Documentation.
It's a lot like the illegal immigration thing. Due process doesn't mean a huge court thing.
Correct.
Due process means you follow the process. The process in Arizona is, if I don't want you to work for me, you ain't going to work for me. Period. Look it up.
No, it's easy. That's very true. However, there is a process. So you just said it. So you're kind of going back on what you just said yourself.
I'm not going back on what I just said. I don't have to warn you.
I
said I had to warn you, but I actually don't have to warn you. It's
no,
the right
I agree
to work
with
state.
You. I agree with you. So let me give you a brief example. There's a grocery store chain here in town. They have a process that they go through. They verbal once, written twice, and then you're terminated. You know, they have their process. And it is right to work. They can't just say, I'm not going anywhere.
It's called being fired for no cause, which does make you eligible for unemployment.
Well, caller, I do appreciate that. And I'm going to keep our guests and callers in check when I have to. And I appreciate the heads up on that. Thank you. Anyway, look, so let's get down to the brass tacks here. The real bottom line is, we've had a traumatic event that happened recently, one of the most cathartic, crazy, I can't even describe what it's done to our country in so many different ways, but it's also galvanized faith and support amongst a large population of the country. But the free speech exploded as a topic over the last week because of the anti-Trump, anti-Kirk, pro-Trump, pro-Kirk, butting heads like rams up in the mountains.
Here's a little text here for you. Free speech is for Sure, being abused, distorted nowadays, obviously. I think free speech should include the truth.
That'd be nice.
Whose truth?
Yeah, but that's I appreciate the text, but understand this. Who? Where's the line? Who determines the truth? There's different blurred lines on truth, subtle nuances in a statement that, just like callers, how about you? I'm going to ask you guys and listeners today. How many times have you texted somebody when you had an emotional topic you were trying to text, and because it's just two-dimensional words on a phone or on a device, the gist of the text wasn't picked up. The emotion of the text was read improperly. We have nuances on everything that we do. Go ahead. We have one last text, and then we'll get on
break. I actually have like eight texts, but this is one of them. But I will do the incident about the doctor celebrating in the hospital is the only one that I've heard about, but you're making it sound like a lot of people are celebrating. This is not the case. This is misinformation or even worse, disinformation.
Well, absolutely. I appreciate the text, and, you know, it's subject to what's reported. Listen, we're going to go on a break here on KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3.
Voice of the Free.
Common Ground.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. Text us in at 928-727-5566 or call in at 928-854-5687. I do have a text that just came in here. In most U.S. states, employment is, quote, at will, allowing employers to terminate workers for nearly any non-discriminatory reason, including social media activity. Posts might include hate speech, threats, negative comments about the employer, or context that clashes with the company values, example, racist remarks or celebrating violence.
Okay, so related
to your business.
That it reflects poorly on your business. If you live in a 93% Republican community and you're bashing the president mercilessly on social media, it affects, and it's an employee of yours, that affects your business.
But if you don't know that I work for this employee,
that's different.
There's no correlation. You've got to have a correlation.
So I want to mention a couple things. One, we really appreciate your calls and texts. If we don't get to your text today, I apologize completely. We're just going to be short on time. But I want to bring something up about government and censorship. April 27, 2022, Department of Homeland Security announces the creation of the Disinformation Governance Board. Okay, that's pretty self-explanatory. They had a Disinformation Governance Board that was created in Homeland Security, saying that one, Homeland Security means threats to the country, and two, disinformation governance. It goes on both sides. But I want to talk about Common Ground.
And now they put the DHS people put masks over their face so we can't identify them. So, boy, that's turned, hasn't it?
It's like I said, it goes back to the tennis match. Just think of firing 100-mile-an-hour tennis balls at each other and whoever's in power.
Wait, the masks on their face for ICE, isn't that only in California?
No,
it's nationwide.
Nationwide.
It's nationwide?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They don't have to.
They want to hide their faces because they don't want to be known who they are. They don't want to be attacked at home.
Right. They don't want to be attacked.
Don't they have the right to do that?
No.
Well, they have to identify themselves. They have to be able to positively ID themselves. But let's wrap this up real quick. We got a couple minutes. I want to tell you, Brian, we had discussed off air common ground areas. I personally agree that as a constitutionalist, free speech, it's self-governing if you really think about it. If someone says something you don't like on social media, you can unfriend them. If somebody says something personally to you, you can turn away and turn your back and walk away. If somebody does something on a radio show, don't tune in that you don't like. If someone's on a TV show that you don't like, don't tune in again. If someone's in a movie and says something objectionable in a movie, don't watch that actor in any future roles. We have choices. Brian and I agree on that, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
The government has no business, both sides of the aisle, has no business whatsoever interfering with free speech. I don't like some of the things that people are saying, but I like the fact that I have the right to have my own opinion and the right to have let other people have their opinions. Whether I think it's abhorrent, Andy, everything that I believe in, it's what makes it wonderful. It makes our country wonderful that we have the right to do that versus being suppressed everywhere we turn. You know, we're very lucky.
Right.
We have one more text?
Yes. It says, so what? It's up to the company to comply or out the government? If the government pressures you to censor, it's up to the company to take action.
Well,
I disagree with that. But
I don't know where to go with that, but I can tell you this much. It's real simple. We have a very little bit of time, but in that short time, I will tell you this. We're in strange times. We've been in strange times for a while.
Yes.
And all we can do is have a show like Common Ground and have people together in a table to have civil discourse and discussions to try to find ways to navigate through this madness that we're in right now. Because it is madness. We have two sides that are so far apart from each other that we have votes one way that should go the other way. We have legislation that should be passed that doesn't get passed on both sides. We need to find that common ground. We need to find a way to move forward as a country. I don't know if you're aware, everybody, but we have a continuing resolution issue again. Our government's going to be shut down shortly, and there's not a darn thing that anybody's going to do about it because of the lack of discourse between the Republicans and Democrats. So thank you for listening. We'll catch you next. Oh, hold on, quick one.
Just as we leave, I think here's what we can agree on. Noam Chomsky made a quote, if you believe in the freedom of speech, you believe in the freedom of speech for views you do not like.
Correct. Right. Have a great day on Common Ground here, 106.7, 5 and 3.
Voice of the Free.
Catch you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
9 a.m.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.